How long have you been putting something off? How long have you been waiting for your spouse to align with what your beliefs are? Or until the kids were older, or until you had more time, until people believed in you, right? We're all waiting for something. What are you facing that most people don't know? Hey, it's Dean Graziosi, and welcome back to the Own Your Future podcast. Since our rebirth, since our new season, our new chapter with the Own Your Future podcast, it has been absolutely unbelievable. The interviews have been off the charts. Thank you for making us one of the top podcasts in the world in our category. And why I'm doing these 7 to 10 minute behind the scenes released every Thursday is because the fact is, before the camera goes on, or sometimes after the camera goes off, or before in life, I get to know these people and hear things, and it gives me a couple days to process and say, wow, you should have experienced this. First off, if you didn't see Matthew Hussey in last week's interview, go watch it now. It will surprise you. He is the world's leading dating coach for women. Over 470 million people have watched his videos on just YouTube alone. He's a New York Times bestselling author, and he's a man who truly has not only depth of knowledge, but depth of caring. And he shared some things in that interview. He said he has never shared anyplace else. I felt honored that he trusted me, but you got to see his vulnerable side. You got to see a part of him that lives in all of us. So I would not miss even a second. But there were some things we talked about that I thought I should go deeper on. And one is I asked him what Own Your Future meant to him. And I could tell it was personal. Because it doesn't matter if you're on your way to success and you're starting today, or you have great success, but you know there's another level, or you got to find balance in your life, or you need to find more joy in your life. We need to do certain things to own our future, right? And I always love asking that question because we get all kinds of answers. His answer was getting the hard stuff out of the way, getting the problems out of the way, fixing things before he said he felt like he was getting to an edge of a cliff, like before the end. And he was talking about, you know, if you got to end the toxic relationship or fix the relationship, stop waiting because you can't own your future unless you fix that now, right? If you got to get healthier today, you can't own your future unless you get healthier today. So fix the problem. You're in a job that's just squeezing the life out of you. You got to make the decision now to fix it. And I thought it was really, I never heard anybody say it that way. You got to fix stuff, right? But I could tell it was personal. So I said to him, what do you have to fix? And you know, when you ask somebody something they're not used to sharing, I could see the pause and I could see him contemplating, do I give a canned answer that you do on podcasts sometimes? Or do I really open up the kimono and look behind the curtain and see and share? And he did. I felt it. And he said that he thought it was normal, the angst and the anxiety that he experiences, like always like trying to put a fire out. And I was so glad that he said that because it got to go down that road of he just thought, when this happens, I'll be better. When this happens, when this campaign is over, when this book is written, when this product launches, when our YouTube videos hit 100 million or 500 million in, when? How long have you been putting something off? How long have you been waiting for your spouse to align with what your beliefs are? Or until the kids were older, or until you had more time, until people believed in you? Right? We're all waiting for something. And he was waiting to get to a certain point before he really looked in the mirror and said, I have anxiety issues and got to dig in to fix them. And isn't that so true with all of us? It's the invisible, right? It's the things that happen, the thoughts you have when no one is watching. And I'd love to dedicate this next few minutes here today. Each Thursday, 7 to 10 minutes long, just to really recap and anchor and give you a little behind the scenes, go a little deeper. And what I want to go deeper on is, who are you when no one is watching? What are you experiencing when the cameras are off and the lights are off and it's just you, the person in the mirror, the one you're going to spend the rest of your life with, the person you are definitely going to sleep with every night of your life, you. What are you facing that most people don't know? What's a fear that's already cost you too much in your life? What's the anxiety that you face that you're afraid to tell anybody else? What are the insecurities you have? What should you be saying yes to, but you don't, or should be saying no to, but you don't have the nerve to do it? What bridge do you need to cross? What fear, worry, do you need to face head on, because your next level lives on the other side. But I don't have all the answers for you here today in 7 to 10 minutes. But what I do have is to spark some emotions and some thoughts in you to say that that thing could be holding you back from the joy, abundance, success, money, income, happiness that you deserve and desire. Because it always is that. There's always that thing. But in Matthew's interview, he talked about he disguised and masked and made excuses for the anxiety until he got to a certain point. Well, guess what? He got to that certain point, and that anxiety is still there. And what I said in the interview, and I'll tell you here now, is I went through that similar experience. When I got money out of the way, I was just left with me, and I had to clean up some mess from the old days. And you know what I wish someone would have told me? Clean it up first. Clean it up now. You don't have to wait till you get the perfect relationship, perfect income, perfect career, perfect business, perfect weight, before you can look in the mirror and say, what messes do we have to clean up? What worries, what fears? And do whatever it takes to gain those capabilities. Listening to podcasts like these can help them, but you got to take the uncomfortable action with the information. You have to look in the mirror and say, we can do this. We must do this, because life is happening. It's going quick. The end, the finish line is coming for all of us. That's one inevitable piece, one thing we definitely have in common. We will not be here, either one of us, in 100 years. So if the end is coming, what are you waiting for? You're going to run out of time. So this is just my little nudge to say, whoever you are when no one's watching, whatever fears you have, whatever stories you tell yourself, the thing holding you back from living into your full potential, acknowledge and face it now. Learn from others. Gain the skills. That's all I've ever done. I've been a part of personal development for 25, 27 years. I don't always get it right. As Matthew McConaughey said in my interview a couple, weeks ago, was I'm not getting straight A's in everything, but I'm pushing hard. I'm looking for those weaknesses. I'm looking for those things I hide, lift up the chair, find them, and go attack them, because I know the better version of me lives on the other side of that. And it also makes me realize the one thing I got from that interview and what I talked to Matthew after is, who would ever think a guy from England, from London, that's going to be a success coach for women in dating? Just hear those words. He's going to be the world's leading dating coach for women? Come on. I'm sure he thought that 100 times. But he is. And that made me think about you. What are you thinking on doing? What dreams do you have for your career, your business, your goal? Do you want to launch a course, a training program, a coaching program? Do you want to write a book? Do you want to do a podcast like this? You want to speak on stages with myself and Tony Robbins and others? I don't know what dreams deep down are some that you should be investigating, because I believe all of us should be in the self-education industry at some point. But whatever business you have or whatever goals you have, what lens are you looking through? What beliefs do you have around it? Because if you would have looked at Matthew Hussey from the outside, you'd be like, no way, that guy should be helping sports or athletes or men. No. That's not what he's doing. And he's making an impact with hundreds of thousands of women around the world. So I want to ask you, what dreams do you have that you question yourself? You let others plant seeds of doubt in you because maybe you don't fit the role perfectly. Me, a coach, I barely got through school. Me too. Me, a presenter on stage, I was really shy as a kid. I'd skip school the day you had to present to the class. Guess what? Me too. You never know where you can go when you don't let your dreams get clouded by other people's limitations. Guys, I appreciate you so much being a part of this quick behind the scenes with the Own Your Future podcast. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you follow. Make sure you listen to the last three. Share this with friends. We're going to keep bringing on incredible guests to deliver you capabilities, skills, inspiration, motivation, marketing strategies, capabilities to take your life from where it is to where you want to go. We'll see you next time on the Own Your Future podcast.